History at Hand, revision at your fingertips. What were the aims of the peacemakers at the Paris Conference in 1919? In order to understand what was created by the Treaty of Versailles, it's important to know what the peacemakers were actually seeking to achieve, what they were seeking to achieve collectively, and also as individual countries. We'll have a look at what the aims were for the Paris Conference, and then we'll look at how America, France, and Britain, and then Germany themselves, what they were expecting from this peace. In January 1919, leaders from across the world met in Paris in order to determine the fate of those who had lost the First World War, and to create a new world order in which the horror and misery and bloodshed of the last 4 years of fighting could never be allowed to happen again. The peace conference followed the armistice, which was signed on the 11th of November 1918. The Germans, after the abdication of Kaiser Wilhelm II, had asked for peace on the basis of Woodrow Wilson's 14 points. So it is with this that we need to start thinking about what the peacemakers really wanted. The American president, Woodrow Wilson, was an idealist, and his 14 points of January 1918 were a clear indication of his hopes for a future world order. He believed that it was secret diplomacy and the build-up of arms which had been responsible for creating the situation in which the First World War broke out. He would hope that if all countries disarmed, and that if open diplomacy was possible through a League of Nations, then peace would be assured. Wilson also believed in national self-determination, the belief that countries should be independent, and that Poles should have a Poland and Czechs a Czechoslovakia, for example. He wasn't good on the detail. He didn't really understand where the borders lay in Central Europe, but it all sounded like fair, high-minded principles, and many across the world were willing to support it. It is important to note that Germany were offered the terms of the 14 points in January 1918. At that stage, they chose to ignore them. Then they signed a peace with Russia, which was incredibly punitive, the Treaty of Brest-Litovsk, and then they set about invading Western Europe again with their spring offensive. A miserable failure in the end, but one which could have won Germany the war. Only after the failure of this were the Germans willing to negotiate peace on the terms offered at the start of that year. Unfortunately for the new German Republic, opinion across the world had hardened against Germany and the 14 points. This desire for a more punitive peace is most clearly seen in France. France, represented by Clemenceau, the Tiger, was willing to see Germany suffer. After all, most of the fighting had taken place on French soil. 1.7 million Frenchmen lay dead. Millions more were either traumatized or injured as a result of the conflict. An area the size of Wales had been laid waste by the retreating Germans, flooding coal mines and destroying bridges. It would take years, if not decades, for France to recover economically from all the devastation the war had caused to both land, agriculture, industry, housing, communications. All of this needed to be paid for. On top of that, the French were determined that Germany should never be in a situation where she could invade France again, as she had done in 1870 and now in 1914. French security was a paramount concern that Clemenceau was determined to hammer home. The French had the advantage of being on home soil. It was clearly present to all who were at the conference what devastation the war had caused to this country. The French desire to treat Germany harshly was reinforced by many parts of the British delegation. David Lloyd George, the Prime Minister in charge of all of this, had promised the English people in an election in December 1918 that he would make Germany pay. Others had said hang the Kaiser or squeeze Germany until the pips squeak. Lloyd George, though, was more of a realist, and although it was good for his public image to sound tough, in reality he was concerned that a harsh peace on Germany would lead to them wanting to seek revenge at some point in the future. Besides, Germany was one of Britain's most important trading partners. Without a strong Germany, Britain's industry and economy would suffer. Britain was also determined to secure advantage for her navy and her overseas empire, and much of the peace negotiations were based upon making sure that the British Empire stayed intact, or in some ways was enhanced. The overriding feeling in Britain, though, was that nothing like the last 4 years should ever be allowed to happen again. It was a war to end all wars. It was the Great War. No more war like that could be possible. And the British public threw themselves behind Woodrow Wilson's ideas for a League of Nations and the disarmament of all nations. As mentioned earlier, the new German Republic were hoping for a fairly lenient peace. After all, it wasn't them, it was the Kaiser who had started this war. Also, Germany needed to be re-established after many years of suffering as a result of war. It was important, it was humanitarian in fact, to make sure that Germany was able to be treated lightly. Self-determination should apply to the German people, just as much as to anybody else. Germany should have been entitled to actually negotiate the peace. They believed the 14 points gave them access to that. Reality, though, was very, very different. As we can see, there were many different perceptions of what the peace at Paris should achieve. When the peace finally came out, the Treaty of Versailles had to be a compromise. It was not acceptable in full to anybody. To some, though, it was seen as an abomination. Wilson, Clemenceau, and Lloyd George were all in some part able to get a little bit of what they wanted. For the Germans, though, this peace was worse than they could have possibly imagined.